Today, Volkswagen announced it has reached a settlement with U.S. regulators, 44 states' attorneys general, and a coalition of private plaintiffs. The German car company's U.S. subsidiary will pay $14.7 billion to settle claims related to its diesel scandal, in which VW was found to have designed its vehicles to evade air pollution tests. For more, we're joined by The Wall Street Journal's Jason Bellini. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And tell us first about this settlement and what the terms are.
Well, I mean, first of all, this is the largest ever civil settlement for an automaker, and it doesn't include other possible civil or criminal financial penalties that the company could later face. What the company's saying, though, is that, quote from the chief executive of Volkswagen, Matthias Müller, "We know that we still have a great deal of work to do to earn back the trust of the American people, but this is an opportunity to finally start putting this scandal behind it and moving on."
And what does it mean for the owners of the affected VW vehicles?
So here's what it means. They can either sell back or terminate leases of the affected vehicles. They can have their cars made compliant with environmental regulations, but they'll have to wait for the automaker to get government approval for the right modification. So they'll have to wait on that. So again, sell, terminate your lease, or get it modified.
And this settlement takes care of claims from the Department of Justice, the Federal Trade Commission, the state of California, and many others. Is it possible that there would be more cases coming against VW, or is that it legally?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not at the end of its problems. Federal prosecutors are conducting a criminal probe, and there could be a heavy financial penalty with that. There are also lawsuits that are ongoing in Europe, where there are about 8.5 million Volkswagen vehicles affected. There's also a handful of states they're investigating, and that could result in substantial additional penalties. You also have several lawsuits filed in Germany on behalf of investors, but the German courts haven't ruled yet on whether to allow class action suits to go forward.
Wow,
an expensive problem for this company.
Well, and there's another company that is in the news, another European company that I want to ask you about, and that is IKEA, and a major flaw in its product. The Swedish home furnishings company is recalling 29 million chests and dressers after dozens of children were injured and at least three killed when the furniture fell on them. The Consumer Product Safety Commission called the furniture inherently very dangerous and unstable. What is IKEA doing about this?
What's IKEA doing about it? Well, they're going to have to refund customers for these chests and dressers, ones that are made between January of 2002 and June of 2016. Consumers with the chests and dressers made prior to that are also eligible for a partial store credit. I did some looking, and it turns out I've got one of these IKEA dressers. So I was looking around, and there aren't any details yet for folks like me and 29 million other people who've got these pieces of furniture on how you go about doing this. But they also send people out to your house to mount the chest to the wall.
To wall anchor them. Yeah, you can't think of that many other things you could possibly do to keep something like this from happening. But obviously a dangerous thing that has caused many injuries and at least a few deaths. IKEA issuing a recall there of 29 million chests and dressers in the United States. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks as always.
Thank you.